to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Let's be real. Awakening is always not that pretty. It's not crystals, it's not incense and instant peace. It's messy, it's painful, and it cracks you wide open. But here's the truth, that breaking open is where the real power lives. Today, I'm joined by Monica Bermudez, a woman who's not only survived her own breaking open, but turned it into a guide for others through her book, Cracking the Sacred Heart Code. With her background in engineering and divine alchemy, Monica bridges science and spirit in a way that forces us to rethink everything we thought we knew about awakening. And today, we're talking about that and what really takes to awaken the new earth through heart consciousness. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you, Edna, for having me on your show as your guest. I am so excited to be here with you and your audience and share these messages. Thank you for that intro as well.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's get right into it. Many of us have survived trauma that shut down our hearts. I know I have. Mm-hmm. When you talk about cracking the sacred heart code, how does that apply to people who've had armor around their hearts just to survive?
Yes. Yeah, so that was, you know, one of the biggest things that I evaluated with myself first. That was my first client, yes. Right? My first investment when it comes yes. to, like, you know, personal development at all levels, and that, you know, mm-hmm. looked at it from like energy, from all sorts of like trauma, subconscious, you know, patterns that were self-sabotaging right. me. And I didn't realize it until I was triggered. You know, my biggest catalyst, my turning point was my divorce. So that really put me in a different perspective of really evaluating everything inside of me. And so
right.
I found that my heart was very guarded, you know, and felt closed or disconnected. And I found that other people were going through that. But one of the things that really started to open me up and start cracking that sacred heart in us, and I'll, you know, I can explain what that means to me as well. But one of the things that really started to open me up more was really just doing something very simple and just being outside with nature and hanging out, because I feel like a lot of us spend most of our time indoors, you know, and I know I did for yeah. most of my life. I spent my time in an office with no windows.
Right. That's correct.
And yep. barely any, you know, outside connection, like, mm-hmm. and it wasn't until that catalyst moment that I said, well, I kind of have this desire and this urge to just spend most of my time out in a mountain. And so I right. spent like long hours hiking for like, I would say like 3 hours, you know, on the weekends, wow. a lot, you know, going to the mountain, hanging out with the trees. And that just really started to crack open, you know, this other aspect of my heart. And in that cracking open, you know, because sometimes it'd be like gradual things, sometimes you could just pull the bandaid off and just do it right, which is part exactly. of my book, is to do it more like an alchemical formula step, you know, process to help with that. Mm-hmm. But I do emphasize a lot of nature connection initially, you know, with people right. who don't get out as much, because nature is a big part of us, and you know, we're Absolutely. A big part of nature. I feel we kind of lost those roots along the way, you know, Absolutely. By society Absolutely. Structures, you know. So Absolutely. Yeah, that's the way I would like recommend, you know, getting started with that.
Of course, of course. I'm gonna tell you that is so very true, because when I was working with an organization, even when I had my own office, I was in the office all the time, mm-hmm. you know, from, you know, 8 hours. Just think about that, 8 hours, mm-hmm. you know, we're 8 hours away from our family. We're 8 hours, we're in this mm-hmm. office, we're in this closed box. There's no fresh air. There's like yeah. artificial air. And then when we go outside, we get in, either get in the car or we walk around for 30 minutes on cement. So we have to be, you know, we started. You know, there's no nature, like, and when I stopped working and I started working for myself again, I started walking every day. It's 45 minutes every day. And the love that you feel, the closeness you feel to the trees and everything, I'm a total witness to that. So what you're saying to me, and you're saying it to me, is to stay in nature. You're saying it to my audience, get out in nature. You're telling yeah, us that.
Exactly. I mean, that's how I would recommend starting. And then from yeah. there, you know, you'll get like even more guidance, because you're opening up to be more receptive to like downloads yes. of information, insight, intuition, right. your gut feeling, yeah. you know, all of those sensations will just start to like awaken, and you know, wake yeah. up, in other words, in your body. So there's just, even like now scientists are starting to find how much like tree, the energy of trees, they emanate like their own aura, and that's why people mm-hmm. feel that healing and that openness and that reception. So there is an exchange of energy between us and the tree.
Yeah, I believe that.
I love when science starts to bring, you know, spirituality and science together. A lot of things, you know, that were spoken about for a long time by many of the yeah. ancients, you know, and a lot of people would consider it to be too woo-woo, or like, you know, for like, you know, it's like, I was like,
why this isn't that a buzzword?
I know, but it's an interesting definition. The dictionary is like something that's extraordinary, mm-hmm. I think, is what it stands for. But honestly, it's not really that woo-woo. I mean, it's like a lot of this is part of science as well. It's just yeah. that we've been conditioned to think of things separate. You know, spirituality is on separate thing. Science is on separate thing, but they're not. They're actually, you know, interconnected. And that's a lot yeah. of what quantum is telling us right now, because that is the trend, right? Quantum physics right. and like all this talk about it. Mm-hmm. But that's really what it is, the connecting dots of all that.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to say maybe 10 years ago, and I don't remember the person's name, but I read an article about quantum leaping when you sleep. And I had started studying it back then about 10 years ago, maybe even longer. I don't want to date myself too much. But, you know, now we're starting to get into it, right? And what you're yeah. talking about now. And the technical background that you have now, and you guide people in spiritual alchemy. Do you think people are stuck because of that? You know, like they're stuck because, oh, this needs to make logical sense here. But they don't think about the heart and the intuition. Does that keep mm-hmm. them stuck?
Yeah, in a way, that's part of it. Yeah, because sometimes okay. we get too much in our head. And I was, you know, like that for a long time. And that's why mm-hmm. I really needed to get myself out of the way so that mm-hmm. I can allow myself to also tune into my heart. When the heart and the mind are connected into this coherence, and I think of the figure eight, right? This connection mm-hmm. Between the two, and this heart and mind coherence, you're like an unstoppable force of nature when yeah. it comes to creation. You get downloads of information on new creative things, new ways of thinking outside the box, you know, shifting your perception is part of that. you know, because sometimes we get so stuck in our own belief systems, right, how we were conditioned, how we were, you know, how we grew up in a certain family dynamic or any type of environment that we grew up in. Right. And so sometimes we don't even realize that we are holding on to these belief systems in this conditioning until you really tap in more into your heart and bring yourself together in that way. Right. And then you start to see the different perceptions, like, oh, if I look at this belief system from this angle, or if I start questioning even that, you know, from a different viewpoint, then that really shifts us in a different way. And it's not that it is, you know, just here analyzing and just being like just logical about it, you know, and over analyzing too much of stuff. It's not that there's anything wrong with like analyzing something, but when we overdo it, you know, we like disconnect ourselves too much from the heart and we don't allow the heart to also speak to us. So what scientists are finding in a lot of, you know, the research with heart math, for those who are familiar, is that the heart is also like another brain. It has the same neurons as the brain does. Has intelligence.
Yep, it sure does. So I know that I've, okay, so I want to, I want to go back to this word that you're saying, downloads. And I know my audience has heard it a couple times. I didn't know anything about it. It was through my friend Crystal, who's actually a Reiki master. So I didn't know anything about it. I was like, downloads, you know, I'm a practical person. So, you know, I'm asking questions. I would love for you to break down that word downloads, what it means and where it's come from, you know, that kind of thing. Break that down for the audience.
Yeah, of course, we'd love to. Downloads is more like kind of similar to gut feeling or like intuition, you know, but this, these are really like information that is really coming from an aspect of you that is like a future aspect of yourself. So what people would call them like your higher self is not to mean that, you know, one is better than the other, but it's more like your divine connection of who you truly are at the soul essence. So a lot of these download of information is what I call like you have this a lot already in your soul that's embedded. You know, there's so much to us than just the physical body and the physical form that we are.
Okay.
Well, I hope that makes answers sense.
Yeah, no, that does, you know, because, okay, so, you know, in a community of people, Black and brown women, right, we think that downloads mean, you know, from God, you know, this God, just God, not spirit, because spirit relates to, you know, in us. But when she said it to me, I was like, okay, so God is downloading something to me. And she explained it like that. No, your higher self, that's the knowing, you know, the higher being of yourself, downloads what you already know. And I was like, oh. So I didn't know that. But it's good to, you know, that's good information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the other thing too is that we're all interconnected, right? And that's the part of the quantum field, right? The interconnection of all things.
Right.
Is that we've never been separated from divinity or from God. We've always been a part of that. So in a way, it's all oneness. You know, it's all the consciousness of the information that comes in. So even those future aspects of self, it's in that oneness, in that presence. So we're merging now more into this knowingness of this present moment because of the energetic shifts that are going on in the world and stepping more into the quantum field, and more people are starting to wake up to that, you know?
Right. Absolutely. They are. I don't want to say the buzzword awakening, but I think they're waking up to it. You know, I think they're past the awakening. I think they're waking up to like the aha moment. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, exactly. Aha moment, like the little light bulb that turns on the cartoons, you know?
Yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. It's like, wow, you know, I get them all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, that rings true. Like, it, you know, that aha, that it rings true, you know? Yeah, I love that. I love that about that. In my work though, I see how money and survival trauma really block people from their purpose, right? How does the Sacred Heart Code help people break free from the cycle of fear and scarcity?
By bringing them back together to their oneness, you know, to their own unity consciousness, and shifting into that quantum field of knowingness that Everything has its own rhythm and its flow. You know, we were never separated. We were always, you know, as one, working, you know, in that quantum field. And so it brings in this whole realization and this whole perception that we were always interconnected. So what we do in one thing also impacts someone else. So everything has its own rippling effects on everyone. So as we tap in more into our own purpose and really embrace the purpose that we are, you know, because to me it's about aligning to your purpose, not really finding it. It's already in you.
Right. Aligning to it. Yes.
Being here is already serving a purpose, but there could be multiple types of purpose, you know, that we're serving in this capacity right now in this role. But really tapping, when we really tap in and align to ourselves from a soul level, we're also creating these rippling effects through the quantum field that is interconnected to all those who are around you, who are part of your soul family, your own tribe, your own community. Everybody benefits, you know. Yeah. So that's why it's the key to mastery is to knowing thyself. So there is, you know, such deep wisdom, ancient wisdom, that has been engraved in many of the ancient Egyptian temples, and many of the ancient Greek temples. They all emphasize the same thing, but just express it in different ways. And so a lot of it was lost, you know, through time. But now it's coming to light. So this is our time really to embrace that, you know, within ourselves, not to be afraid of yourself and who you are, who you're becoming. And when I say becoming, I mean like remembering, you know, remembering the soul level.
I definitely, I'm there. I'm like literally there. And I was just embraced, you know, my clairsentience. And I'm like, okay. And I'm going with it, you know, and I'm learning and I'm open. Now, for those that you're talking about now, what is one exercise you can give them, the audience right now, just to start to come out of that fear and that scarcity that you would teach in the Sacred Heart Code?
So we could do a small exercise right now for those who are listening. Sure. This is a very simple one. And this is just really taking a moment to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And really just dropping in your heart and just really tuning in. And you could place both of your hands in your heart just to really feel its energy. There's a lot of electromagnetic energy that gets emitted from our hearts. And just really feel into that connection with everybody who's on here listening, where we're all connecting. And so now just really give yourself a moment to really listen to what your heart has to say to you. And you could just journal what that message is. You know, you could take longer if you like, you know, with tuning in. But we'd love to hear from those, you know, like who did this exercise. You could write in comments, you know, in the social media, wherever you share it, what word they got. What I heard immediately was, you're so beautiful, you know. so, you know, if you got something, Edna.
Yeah, I heard you're good. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. So that's, you know, how you get started. You build that relationship with your heart and do it, you know, even if you do just a few minutes like every day as a daily practice, make it a habitual new habit, you know, for your new chapter in your life to start connecting yourself, reconnecting yourself in that way makes a huge difference, you know. In your life and what you do, the decisions you make and the choices you make, all of that is, you know, comes into play. And then things just start to get louder and louder. You won't have to like do it, you know, like this so often that it'll just become so natural to you.
Yes. I hear you. Well, audience, if you have done that exercise along with me, because I did do it a couple seconds, that's all it takes. If you have a comment or you heard a word, please post it in the comments under the video. We'd love to hear from you. Now, we're going to start with the next question. Since we were just talking about awakening, right? Mm-hmm. That sounds beautiful. Awakening sounds so beautiful. But I'm going to tell you from experience, it's messy.
It's so messy.
And it brings out tears and all of this stuff. What's the dark side of awakening and the ascension that people don't talk about? I know it is for me because I've been experiencing it, but you can share because you are
Thank you. That's a great question. Yeah, I would say, like, you know, all of a sudden realizing that the people you've been hanging around with are probably not, you no longer want to hang out with them. You no longer resonate. You know, it's like, okay, so what do I do? You know, these have been my friends forever. I've been with them, hanging out with them for a long time. And like even some family, right? It's like, oh, I don't really feel this connection with my blood family anymore. You know, it's like.
I think you're telling on me.
Me too. It's me. I'm telling on myself too, but I know that so many people resonate with this, you know?
And it's the dark side because you say all these things, you know, I've been with this person since I was ninth grade, or I've been with this person since I was, you know, and we went through all this stuff together and now I don't resonate with them.
Exactly.
And now, yes.
So in a way, there's a heartbreaking that goes with that too.
Yes. But,
and that dismantling of this heartbreak, the breakdown, is also a breakthrough because you're really starting to realign yourself into your own soul path to where you're meant to be, you know, and
absolutely.
Everybody served their purpose in your life when they did, you know, and so that's where it comes to endings and beginnings, you know.
Yes. And it's the human part of you wants to linger there a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Or maybe wants to go back and try again, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it just gets messier.
I've been there, you know?
Yeah, so you do
still,
that.
It's still working process.
Yes, it is. And it's a broken heart part now, you know, because you go through the whole stages of grief and everything because you grieve that, you know, that happened, that what, you know, that friendship, that it's not that it was bad, you know, kind of breaking up. It's because you no longer align. So it's like, I literally felt my spirit, they were going this way. And I was just like going this way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and it's no harm, no foul, but I, you know, the heartbreak, wow, we don't even think the same anymore. Yeah. And I think one of my signals was, and maybe for you too, you could tell me, I'm talking about some, you know, awakening that I'm having. And I literally had friends fall asleep on the phone. And I'm like, okay, that's a message.
Yeah.
Right? I had to fall asleep. Or they you knew that they weren't paying attention. They'll go, okay. You know, you knew that,
exactly.
That you know, that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like my signal. Okay, I'm on another area here. Another channel, we're in another channel, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I was going a different way, you know, and it's nothing wrong with that. But the heartbreak of, wow, my friend can't understand where I'm going.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's, and then you act like, too, oh, she doesn't want to go with me. Oh, he doesn't want to go with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we get like attached to that, you know, that like you there's an expectation, I guess, attachment, right, to like certain things.
Yes.
And that's where we got to be like really cautious, you know, where, you know, when that happens is paying attention to what the expectation that we had versus what's really going on, you know, because, you know, I've gotten people like deer in headlights, you know, like. What the hell?
Lisa, just hit me, don't like, talk to them in person, right? You'd be like.
Yeah,
you can hear it. Yes, I know what you're talking about, sister. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do. And you know, like I said, you try to go back. That's one of the darker sides. You try to go back, and then it becomes real messy. So it's better to listen. Right?
Exactly.
It becomes real messy.
Just let it naturally flow to where
So it becomes really, really, really messy.
Just part of the resistance, you know.
Yes, don't go back. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to fix it. Yes, leave it alone.
That would be a very messy.
Yes, it will be so messy. Yes. And then it goes, and audience, we want you to know this also goes for family. You know?
Yeah, that's even more messy.
And my son said to me the other day, he said, well, he had some, a family member he didn't want to be around. And I said, son, you don't have to. Your healing is yours. Your truth is yours. And he said, well, I always thought I had to because they were family. I said, what? I said, no, you don't have to. Someone that hurts you, you're not comfortable. Why? You don't. You make that... create a boundary, and it doesn't have to be I'm creating a boundary with you and da 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 da. You don't have to be that.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. I'm so glad it's not just me.
It doesn't have to be all of that.
Me saying it, you know.
It doesn't have to be that. It's just that you created a boundary, and you know what? And when you give off the energy of a boundary, it's different than you doing something that, oh, I want to cut them off. That's a different feeling, and they accept that okay, she created a boundary.
And it's not being selfish, you know, because some people say it's being selfish, or they feel like they have to help everybody. It's almost like helping, you know, like a martyr, you know, type.
Yes, yes. Martyrism.
Your energy.
It's not you. It's not you.
But you know, we don't have to do that anymore. You know, it's like,
yes,
I feel that's one of those patterns has been like somehow passed down, maybe through ancestry, but also maybe like different lifetimes as well. And we don't have to like carry that burden for anybody else, you know, anymore. Right. This is about really our own healing in our own space as well. Which in that moment that we work on ourselves, like I was saying earlier, there is that interconnectedness, right? That whole rippling effect that does impact others because there is an influence of the energy that goes out, you know, and communicates to others through this like energy network, energy community. And so when people see your shift and see, you know, your presence, you know, in that moment, they also feel that, you know, impact without you having to say the words, you know. So silence is a powerful tool too, you know.
Yes. So audience, most of my audience, I'm going to tell you, is that they're either in the trauma part or they're mad at God, right? They feel broken, disconnected,
you're talking about me?
Mad at No, I'm just saying most of my not.
No, I mean, that's how I used to be, though. I mean, this is my past, like, reflection on me, past version of myself, reflection. I tell you, I was really mad at God for a long time.
Yes. Girl, so was I. I was like, uh-uh. You know, my audience knows I talk to God like, yo, God, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I was, and so... us being angry like this, right? And I know you've worked with yourself. What's one way that we can start stepping away from that and reopening our heart to have that space and not bypass our pain? Because I was bypassing my pain and it was causing me more trouble than not. You know what I mean? So I would hop over the pain. Oh, it's okay. And I love that word, okay and fine. I love that. Oh, I love that word, okay and fine. Little did I was like in the back of my mouth, oh, girl, you don't even know. But I wanted to be able to process the pain, right? And then begin to reopen my heart space.
Yeah.
How would you help us do that when we're angry with God?
Well, great question. First of all, you know, it's about your own willingness to want to do the work, right? Because I can just share the information, right? But if you're not willing to do it, then, you know, there's only so much that one can do. But really, the first step is you, what you want to do with yourself, how you want to make that change, you know, and really shift that mindset, you know, and really step more into your own heart and your own fullness. But I will offer these three powerful keys. And this is something that I just shared on my social media. And that is number one, witness, allow. Ooh. And release. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, and you know, when you feel into the emotion, right, whatever's coming up, you know, just feel it, but don't stay in it. And that was my biggest challenge, you know, when I was going through my own inner work.
Girl, I wanted to stay in there because I wanted to blame everybody.
I did too.
I wanted to blame them. I wanted to blame them. I wanted to pound something. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to stay in it. I wanted to keep talking about it. Then one day I was like, I'm keep talking about it because it's so complex, you know. The, you know, the God, being angry with God is such a layered thing because until you get, you got to get to the real crux of, oh, well, this is the untruth, that it's really the untruth that had nothing to do with God, you know, and that then we find out, oh, I listened to that when it's plainly written right here. I was like, you know, you go, like, Doyle, you know how the V8 commercial, you hit yourself up and say, okay, got it, you know, but I had to get to that level because I was all the way up. I was like, ooh. And I had to come all the way down with my heart again so that I could be spiritual and be able to say, okay, and accept the oneness. I couldn't accept the oneness because I was like, okay, God, I'm talking to God out here, knowing full well, okay, all in here, all up in here.
Yeah.
All up in here, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. So just let go to grow, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Had to let it all go. Had to let it go. All go, girl.
Yeah.
This was not your sugar-coated conversation, audience.
No.
It's really about spirituality. And Monica, I love how you broke everything down and laughed with me and created a new awakening. I like the way you awaken.
Yeah, I love it. It's my style, you know. That. With a bit of humor on the side.
I just love that awakening. I like that better than, you know, the buzzword. I like your awakening better.
Exactly. Yes. I love it. You know, you can have fun with it. You don't have to be, you know, in the grump or whatever is going on, or get serious about like what is awakening. Yes. And that's one of the things that, you know, when I really work with a lot of the angelic energy, like Archangel Michael a lot. He's actually a comedian, you know, Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
He always brings in a lot of sense of humor, and so he always like, reminds me, you know, stuff, and he always says, get out of the way, you know, like
exactly. And,
like, you know, he always says, let's flow, you know, let's glow and flow.
Yes. And that's exactly what we need right now, you know, in this climate, in what's going on in the world. We really need conversations and the spirituality, the knowledge of the spirituality. Mm-hmm. So, Monica, I want to thank you for breaking that down and talking about awakening and showing us how the heart is the key to the new earth, which is us. I love it.
Oh, big time. It gives me chills when you say it. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Listen, guys, if this episode cracks something open for you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs to hear the truth about the awakening, not the one over there, but the real one right over here. And that really means something. And if you're ready for more unfiltered conversations, hit subscribe for Keeping It Real on Purpose. Leave a review and let us know your biggest takeaway. And listen, connect with Monica through her book and her podcast, Ascended Earth. I'll probably be going over there soon, checking her out. Until next time, keep rising, keep it real, and keep living on purpose. Bye for now.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.